ability.
I think the greatest concern we have is the lack of integrity that this individual has shown.
The president blasting his former aide on Twitter, calling her a lowlife and a dog. She also faces legal action from the Trump campaign, which is accusing her of breaching a secrecy agreement. The defense has rested in the fraud trial of former Trump campaign chair Paul Manafort.
Paul Manafort's defense team has rested without calling any witnesses. The judge asked Manafort if he's satisfied with that decision. I am, Your Honor, Manafort replied, before acknowledging it is his decision not to testify.
Fox's Jared Halpern. Closing arguments are scheduled to get underway tomorrow morning.
It ain't fit.
Fox
it just
News.
Ain't fit.
We report. You decide.
WACV, the final hour of Happy Hour. We have not one, but two. Dr. Sigmund Ezebo. And by the way, our thanks to Rusty Aldrich for finding those and cleaning them up and sending them in. Because they're the first, the one we just played, I'd play that again at the end of this hour.
It's so funny.
It's just hysterical stuff. You know, I never did that kind of thing, ambushing people. I wasn't comfortable. I don't even like surprise parties.
Yeah, he doesn't do it in a way that's, like, embarrassing the person. It's just absurd. It is.
But you see, when the FCC, because that other prank call where the husband got outed and found out his wife was, you know, doing somebody else, that's what brought an end.
I don't feel so bad for sleeping with his brother.
Yeah.
Whoa!
Yeah, and they let that on the air. Without advising her, she was on the air, and that's what made that rule, and that put Dr. Sigmund Ezebo and a lot of others out of business. I'm glad I didn't depend on doing things that way. You know what it's time to think about right now? It's time to think about delicious food and happy hour and refreshment. And we have Melanie from El Jalisco on the phone, too.
El Jalisco.
Lead us into temptation, Melanie.
You guys invited to El Jalisco today, or Taco Tuesday just started. We just started getting busy.
Well, I think now that people, you can be pretty sure that the rain is over at this point, so you don't have to worry about that, but just go out and have yourself some outstanding, the best Mexican food, authentic Mexican food.
That's right.
And it's served by people who are out to make you a happy customer. You will be well attended to when you go to El Jalisco. Let's start with the happy hour drink specials.
Yeah, the drink special, we have the... Today we have the medium margaritas or small margaritas. I mean, the medium was $3 only. There's 22 ounces margaritas. Only $3. And I got the small one, the 12 ounces, the $1.99 only.
Wow.
Till 7 o'clock.
All right. And you have beer specials too?
Yeah, beer special. Yeah, I got the 22 ounces Michelob Ultra and the Bud Light for only $2.99 till 7 o'clock.
Okay, so let's talk about the menu. Today, I keep forgetting it's Tuesday. It's 99 cent taco Tuesday.
99 cent tacos, that's right.
I'll tell you something. This is a real taco. When you see, when you get a taco from El Jalisco, we're talking about an authentic Mexican taco, beaver chicken, or you can, if you want it, lettuce free, like my stepson who's back today. He's finally came home today.
Yeah, we're going to have tacos to close. From 11 this morning to close.
See,
I mean, 99 cents only.
You can stuff yourself senseless,
and also we got two more specials tonight on the dinner menu.
What do you got?
We got the enchiladas dinner for $6.99 only, which a regular price is $8.99, and we got the nacho fiesta for $6.99 only too.
Wow, and that's
nacho supreme.
The full dinner with like refried beans and the manco cheese and all that good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you go to El Jalisco, not as authentic Mexican food, an authentically wonderful attentive service, but the pricing and the portions are amazing. They bring you out a full-sized oval plate that's packed from one end to the other with food. And most everybody leaves with a little something in the take-home. When you visit El Jalisco, right across from the Krispy Kreme Donut Factory on Atlanta Highway, and you're open until what time tonight?
I'm sorry?
You're open till when tonight?
Yeah.
I think it's getting busy in there. Is it 9 or 9:30 on a Tuesday night?
9:30.
Okay, gotcha. Thank you, Melanie.
You're welcome. I'm so sorry about
that. No. We want it to be busy there. Say hi to the Dimpleada, okay?
You all got some bites. Come over, okay?
You got it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Well, 5:07, we have news and traffic. Let's see what Doug has to say. Doug?
Greg, if it was good news, would you be interested in some news that I haven't heard y'all talk about last week or this week?
It's sure.
Good. This dropped yesterday on Dan's show. Joey may have told you. It broke on Dan's show. Jeff Sessions has ordered the Department of Justice to investigate the Southern Poverty Law Center.
Yes. No, I did see that. We've been talking about that.
Great. Okay.
In fact, I put that on Facebook the other day with the caption, About Time.
Yes, it is.
First of all, what's poverty in the name for? They've got millions of dollars, some of it offshore, and yes. I still see plenty of poverty just blocks away from where they have their office. Yes. Why don't they just shovel some of that money and, you know, maybe rebuild some of those homes, help some people out?
Yeah, quite an elaborate office, too. The other one...
But the scary thing about them is they have become the go-to source for too many powerful networks and newspapers as judge and jury. Is this someone you approve or disapprove, and if you're not a flaming liberal, they're going to put you down as a hate group or something like that. And I'm sorry, there are two opinions within the realm of reason, left and right. And right is not unreasonable. Far right, maybe, in some instances.
Yes, yeah. Well, and I'm driving by one right now that's listed as a hate group, and I believe it is called the Southern Cultural Center is what they're calling it. Now it's called League of the South. It's like the 21st century version of the KKK up here in North Elmo County. And I'm totally embarrassed that it's right here on Highway US 231.
Mm-hmm.
And I live like less than 10 minutes away. Anyway, the second one I bet you haven't heard. I mean, I hope you have. Okay, so I don't know if it was one plane that made two trips or two separate planes, but they were, or may have just been one, a Department of Justice 757 did a round trip from Virginia to Little Rock and loaded the Joker up. And that's a huge plane, loaded up with boxes.
Mm.
And I know you don't want people to think that all your listeners wear tinfoil hats.
Mm-hmm.
But the rumor is that, you know, the Clinton Foundation, their global headquarters, is in Little Rock. I did not know that all the way back, it goes all the way back to Bush, because I knew Obama wouldn't have done it. In 2007, Bush initiated an investigation into the Clinton Foundation, but apparently the field agent, I guess, there at the Little Rock office mm-hmm. of the Department of Justice, pulled back all the way from the Clinton area, but long story short, Sessions and Trump are tired of it. They have taken over that investigation. And supposedly, they loaded up either one 757 twice or two of them either way, and full of boxes, some from the Clinton Foundation office and some from the local DOJ field office.
Well, the thing I've been saying about Sessions, that I know a lot of people are very frustrated with the lack of any action against the freest criminal on the planet, who is Hillary Clinton, that he's not saying anything because he's getting his ducks lined up to drop the hammer. And I think the likelihood of that happening is nigh, if you will, because there's a midterm election coming up. And gosh, that would just be great to see them all perp walked, wouldn't it? What a ripoff. You know that like 6% of all the millions and millions they've raked in has gone to charitable causes. They're followed. Everyone, Hillary was on the campaign trail. People from Haiti were following her everywhere, asking, where's the money? Where's the money? People gave you billions of dollars to help us. You haven't given us crap. All of those questions are hanging out there.
I'm afraid there's some child trafficking involved between their ties with Haiti, but that's way down the rabbit hole.
Even if there isn't, there's Bill Clinton's friendship with that guy and that island and the private plane and all of that.
Yeah,
we'll see. I don't know about the rest of it, but It's high time because we cannot have a judicial double standard, one for the Clintons and one for everybody else.
No. And if you haven't seen it, you can get Joey to look it up. It's Jeff Sessions gave a speech at a high school just within the last 30 days. You could probably...
I saw it. We recovered it the day it happened.
The smirk on his face and the way he said, yeah, I've heard that before.
Yeah.
But the little smirk on his face and his nickname when he worked out of the Mobile office when he was a federal prosecutor was a silent assassin. I think Trump's going to take her out.
That's we'll see. We'll see. She's done nothing to deserve anything less.
She's love the show. Listen to y'all every day, all 3 hours.
Thank you, Doug. We appreciate your dedication. All right, we have news and traffic, Rich's forecast, and then we're coming back with number 2 of 3 brand new Dr. Azebo bits today. We're going to laugh.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. Some public schools in the state are considering putting up In God We Trust displays. State lawmakers in February approved legislation allowing such displays on public property, but legal challenges are expected to follow. Federal prosecutors say 4 members of a drug trafficking gang have pleaded guilty to charges in U.S. District Court in Montgomery. Prosecutors say 18 members of the gang have now pleaded guilty to drug-related charges. One person still faces trial. An Alabama city is going to use taxpayer funds to pay legal expenses for a police officer charged in the death of an armed man who police say was suicidal. The Huntsville City Council voted to cover the defenses of 25-year-old police officer William Darby. Darby was indicted on a murder charge in the aftermath of the April 3rd shooting of 49-year-old Jeffrey Parker. And those are your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and on ABC 32.
Everyone loves the show.
Comedy is very subjective.
It's one of the reasons that I'm a winner.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Several things going on this afternoon. West South Boulevard at I-65. There is an accident there. They're directing traffic. Decatur at High Street. There's some city maintenance going on there. And North Boulevard at Coliseum, we have a disabled vehicle. So keep your eyes open for that. Atlanta Highway's looking really good. 65's all clear. 85 looking really good. And we're not seeing too much around the boulevard except for on South Boulevard around Troy Highway. There's an accident down that way that happened a little bit ago, and it's still got traffic messed up a little bit there. The Vance Law Firm has been voted best law firm in Montgomery for the 5th year in a row. Thank you, Central Alabama. No representations made that the quality of legal services is greater than that of other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Put the chairs over the table, set out the rat traps, and pinch the hostess.
There's a doings a transpiring.
We can't air that.
One of the most provocative interviews ever put on tape.
How do I know you guys aren't going to chop it up later and make me look like an idiot?
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Well, Dot, it's summer and you have a lot going on.
We do. I mean, we are enjoying the air conditioning and the good prices that we have here for the college kids. So if you're working on that, you need to come in and see because we've got the chests and the desks and the dressers and bookcases and, you know, if you need to get plates and flatware and all that, we've got that too.
Now, this is furniture that'll stand up over many move-ins and move-outs during the college years, right?
It's not fiberboard, it's not sawdust, and it's not cheap stuff. I mean, cheap meaning quality. But you can furnish the whole apartment for a real, real good price. And we just invite you to come around and see all 3 floors because they are great bargains.
Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6, and Saturday is 9 until 6, and Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard, Eastbrook Shopping Center.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery-grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's why we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is in the building. Little Bull is on the shelves. I have had some. I've tried it. It is outstanding.
Yes, it is, Bubba. It's a great new seasoning we've come out with. But you know what? We've also got those great Vertigo hot sauce, the Bearded Pickles, Alabama Sunshine products. We've got a lot of great products that are locally made, made in Alabama, and that's what we're about. If that's not what you're looking for, we've got great gifts. People come in every day and see all the new gifts we have, from the towels, the totes, the jewelry, the cover-ups, beach bags. We've got it all at Tucker Pecan, and we also have the finest and freshest candies and pecans you will find anywhere, made fresh daily at Tucker Pecan. And with all this hot weather we've got now, come down and get you an ice cream cone dipped specially for you at Tucker Pecan Company.
And where are you located, sir?
We're located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
School's back in session. And Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery and Prattville has your first lesson in savings. Right now, get up to 25% off MSRP on any new 2018 Ram 1500 pickup in stock. Drive home a new 2019 Jeep Cherokee Limited. Zero money down, just $279 per month. Or a new 2018 Jeep Compass Latitude. Zero money down, only $229 per month. Plus, we'll buy your car for cash even if you don't buy one from us. And with a job bringing home $350 weekly, we want to approve your credit today. Get up to 25% off MSRP on any new 2018 Ram 1500 pickup in stock during the summer clearance event at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery and Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville. Visit online at Brubaker.com.
I'm Dick Brubaker, and I approve this ad.
Qualified applicants must finance through Chrysler Capital. Stock number J9017 and PJ8057. 36-month leases, 10,000 miles per year. No security deposit. Zero down. First payment due at inception. Plus tax tag, title doc, and destination fees. All rebates and incentives to dealer. Negative equity refinance. Offers don't combine.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say?
shut up. Just received word of a wreck. Here is Deputy Traffic Reporter
Joey.
Yes, I-85 northbound in between Shorter and Tallahassee. So this just happened. Again, the Shorter exit and the Tallahassee exit on I-85 northbound. There is a multiple car wreck taking up all of 85 northbound. So folks going 85 northbound, take the Shorter exit, go around.
Might even want to consider exiting at Middleline.
Yes.
Given that. Okay, we'll get more from the traffic dungeon in about 10 shopping minutes.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Ox Foundation Solutions. For a free quote, call 205-918-7628 or go to oxfoundations.com. Ox Foundation Solutions, Alabama's best foundation and waterproof specialists.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Pretty routine summer day today. Partly sunny with scattered random hit or miss storms here and there. Most numerous this afternoon and this evening. Fading out tonight, low 73. Tomorrow, the storms will be scarce. Not many around. Rather isolated. High temperature in the middle 90s with triple-digit heat indices. Hottest day of the week tomorrow. The coverage on the storms is a little bit better on Thursday, more like 40%. And then storms become more likely Friday and Saturday. You can keep track of where the storms are and where they're going to be with our advanced interactive radar on our free weather app. It's waiting for you now in the App Store. Just search Rich Thomas Weather. Get it on your phone or tablet today. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And at the risk of offending Mommy the Swami, it's good to hear that one instead of Sweet Caroline, because they've played that it's become a thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Plus,
way too much.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's kind of like brown-eyed girl.
Mm-hmm. No doubt about it. 521. This Keith Ellison story is getting interesting, finding some allegations of abuse.
Oh, yeah.
Including today, the record of a 911 call. This is the... What did somebody... Minnesota Stan. That's what they call it because of the crazy crap going on up there. I really think it's always been an unusual state. I know there's conservatives there in the backwoods because they used to spend a lot of time there. But I don't know what goes on in the cities. It's an odd place. Sometimes it makes it. Remember when Tim Pawlenty was the next great? Jeez.
Mm. I don't know, that was, talk about white bread president.
Yes.
So boring.
White and the name would not be Wonder. I mean, just anybody want to describe him in like one word or less?
Boring.
That works. That works. John DeVoe, I heard you on the Dan Moore Show. What can we do for you?
Hey, Greg, how you doing?
I'm fine.
Well, it's a peace and blessings to you. You know, I don't call in every day, but I listen to your show every day, in the morning and in the afternoon.
Well, I appreciate
it. I was enjoying the morning with the Channel 8 crew.
Yeah, that's fun. We're having a good time. What can we do for you, John?
Well, I just wanted to mention, you know, over at City Council District 4, Councilman David Burkett got elected to the State Senate in District 26, so they're having a special election as less than 2 weeks away, just about as August the 28th. And they're having a candidates forum tonight at the Fortitude Building over on 401 South Decatur Street with all of the candidates that are in that race. They have about 7 candidates.
What time is that start?
It starts at 6 p.m.
Okay.
And so, you know, everybody that's interested in that race, you know, one of those candidates will be the next city council person for District 4. And so we do want everybody to be aware of that, and whosoever will, let them come.
All right, we appreciate your heads up on that. We hope there's a good turnout for it. Thank you for the call, and thank you for listening. Rusty Aldrich, I've been hoping. I knew there had to be more Dr. Sigmund Azebos out there somewhere. And who else but Rusty Aldrich to find some more genius clips. Now, if you missed it last hour, you may have time to play it before 6 about the biscuits. I believe this one is... He's moving back to Nigeria, but it's how that makes this funny.
Thank you for calling. This is Sylvia. Who am I speaking with?
This is Dr. Sigmund Azebos. I need to get a truck from you.
And from what city and state would you be picking that up?
I'm coming from the Birmingham, because I'm tired of everything in Alabama. Do you ever come to the Birmingham, ma'am?
I've never been to Alabama.
I'm sick of this.
All right, and in what city and state will you be dropping off that equipment?
I'm going from the Birmingham, Alabama to Nasaka, Nigeria.
So you want to take a U-Haul from Birmingham to Nigeria?
Yes, ma'am.
I don't think that's possible. How are you going to get
it? I have my money. I have money.
But how are you going to take a truck across the ocean?
There's freeway. There's freeway on the map I have.
There's a freeway?
Yes, ma'am.
What freeway is that?
Miami, Nigeria freeway. It comes down across from Cuba, and then you stop for gas in Jamaica because that is the last gas station before you go across to Africa.
We don't run our trucks out internationally, though. I can't do that for you.
Bring you back truck.
I understand that, but U-Haul doesn't run the trucks internationally like
because
that.
We are leaving, and can I speak, manager, please?
Sure. Good. U-Haul,
speak, manager.
You don't have a hitch on your car. U-Haul.
Hello, sir.
Hello.
Yes, so what is the question now?
Hello, yeah. Are you supervisor?
I am.
Good, this is Dr. Sidiman Azimbo. And I talked to you, a very, very rude employee, man, about I think I need to rent truck to leave from the Birmingham, Alabama, and I go back home to the Nasaka, Nigeria.
Okay, we don't let any trucks out of the States, except to Canada, because we have a contract there. We don't let them go to Mexico, anywhere else except the United States. We don't even allow trucks to go from the States to Hawaii.
Is that because you do not trust the Nigerians, sir?
Sir, I have nothing else to say. I understand. I cut it on the call, so I'm going to go ahead and let you go now.
Sir, just let me explain.
I'm going to go ahead and let you go now.
I tried to explain to you, buddy. Did you all...
Okay, I'm going to let you go. We don't allow our trucks out of the States.
Explain. Please let me explain, sir, because my sons, they're me and my wife. My wife is American white Tuesday, and the Americans, they make fun of my boys, and that's why I take them home so they can get better education and get a good job.
Okay, but we send all our trucks to go out of the States.
There's freeway from Miami that goes to Nigeria.
Okay, you have a good day.
I stop for gas in Jamaica.
Bye-bye.
Come to Jamaica and feel all right. One heart. One love.
You must have a lot of time on your hands.
Come to Jamaica and...
So absurd, but it just is. The idea of a freeway from Miami to Africa.
You got something in Jamaica.
And go all the way.
Yeah, I want to get out of Alabama.
Yeah, I had enough of this. Yeah, one more.
Oh, I'm so excited.
But you're going to have to wait till after the next break to hear it.
Oh, crap! Ah, damn it!
Well, I share your pain. You're crazy.
Oh, that's great.
Let's see.
You know, on the existence of these tapes from Trump being in during the Celebrity Apprentice,
yes.
I just read an interview, you know, the magician, Penn Jillette.
Sure.
Now, when Trump was running, Penn said, I'll have a beer, though he doesn't drink, and I don't drink, but I'll hang out with Donald Trump. Uh-huh. I like free spirits who don't hold back.
Right.
But I don't want him to be president because of how I knew him during the Celebrity Apprentice. And the guy asked him, do these tapes exist? He goes, oh, yeah, probably. And he said all sorts of racially, sexually, whatever, insensitive stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't feel it's right for me to say this stuff out there because I'm a storyteller. Mm-hmm. And storytellers exaggerate. The stakes are too high here. And you really do have to step back and realize Donald Trump knew he was doing a reality show where the cameras were on 13, 15 hours a day.
Yeah.
He said, I'll give you broad strokes. He would do stuff like, say to one of the guys, one of the contestants, would you rather have sex with that woman or that woman? He was being outrageous.
I did that in therapy.
Right. He was freewheeling and being outrageous. So I have a feeling this stuff exists, of Donald Trump saying all sorts of crazy stuff. But
that was one of the great moments in group therapy.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It was a group of recovering people. There were about 12 of us. We met with a therapist named Lefkowitz every week as part of our aftercare. And she was really good at observing. Hmm. And there was this very, very lovely young blonde lady in the group. And somehow sex came up and blah, blah, blah. Because it's a big part. There's three powers in the real world that we get into trouble with. Sex, power, and money.
I would say sex is my Achilles heel. That's why I probably don't have much of it.
I think... How are you doing with the power and money part?
I don't have much of those either.
It's overrated. But you can always use a little more. I get that. But she asked that... You'd want to go to bed with Greg.
Oh, wow.
And she said, oh, yeah.
Oh.
In a heartbeat. That was the last time I saw her at any of those sessions. But there's something about a group. When you're in a group of people and you're committed to being honest, or you're not allowed to participate, that's very, very healthy. But the point she wasn't making was that Blom wanted to...
Right.
The point she was making, the next thing she said is, she looks at me and, why are you so surprised to hear her say that, Greg?
Mm. So she was getting to the point that you had anxiety issues or status issues, maybe, and the idea that this woman would want to makes you feel empowered and better.
Well, she was kind of getting into my self-image and my self-esteem, and that I saw myself in such negative light that I would be, you're kidding,
right?
Me? And that's what they try to work on. They don't try to turn you into an egomaniac or build you up on false stuff. They try to get you grounded.
We are really similar. That is freaky.
All right, my son and I will continue. Oh, excuse me. Mike.
Hey, a little traffic update for you.
Okay. You want the sounder?
Nah, sure.
Shortwave. Take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
Shut
up. just past the shorter exit, they have the, on northbound 85, it's backed up, and the police have the northbound exit at the exit blocked off, so I don't know what it is, but there's something going on up there.
And there's a big backup building?
Yeah, it's building from north to shorter. I couldn't see the end of it. I could see it was almost back to the shorter exit from somewhere, you know, further north, towards Tallahassee, I guess.
Great. Then we will pass that down to our buddy in the traffic dungeon, Mr.
Waka Waka.
And hopefully we'll see it in the next report. Thank you so much for the call, Mike. We appreciate anybody, especially on a day like this where it's been some really heavy rain. Rich, I wonder if he's gotten his power back yet. And the funniest part about that is we've been talking about the Mr. Electric Generac backups that can do a 2,000 to 2,500 square foot home. And he was on the phone with Dan Black from Mr. Electric when the power went out. And he says, that is some salesmanship. It's 532. I don't know about that. I can certainly help you with the right people to get you cool again when the AC has stopped working. And again, she texted me last week. A couple of weeks ago, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, their AC went out in the hot, you know, in those mid 90 days, it takes just minutes for the house to lose its cool, literally. So she said, what's the name of that company? And I said, Clark's. And she called them and they had the house cool within an hour. That's what you want. You don't want to be told, oh, well, maybe we can get somebody over there tomorrow or Thursday or Friday or whenever, when there's the weather is continuously hot. There's a lot of demand for help. But Clark's is there and ready, you know, rapid response. So by 5 o'clock, the house was cooling down and she was very happy. And it turned out there's like a small leak and they didn't have to replace their system. You know, Clark's is based on integrity and the truth. And that's what you'll get when you work with them. Clark's Club members for $159 get 2 annual tune-ups to the system and a discount on parts and labor when a repair or replacement part is required. They also have outstanding plumbers, and everybody that works for Clark's is thoroughly background checked and drug tested, vetted on an ongoing basis, so you're always sure about who's in your home. So for the best in heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and people, you better call Clark's. 277-2125, clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. News of an accident, and it's going to be in one of your favorite locations up on the Haunted Highway. It's between Shorter and Tallahassee. You can take the shorter exit right now and go around that. It is in the northbound lanes, and it's got traffic stopped pretty well right there for about a half a mile. But it's right in the middle between Shorter and Tallahassee. You might even catch Highway 80 down at Middleton and go up that way and try to bypass that accident. It's probably going to spread out a lot further. Around town, some slow traffic on 65 northbound. That's going to be from Court Street all the way up around the bend and up to Highway 143. Traffic slowing down there considerably. Also coming off of North Boulevard onto 65 northbound. North and southbound to 85 around Jackson Hospital and Ann Street. That area moving slow at the moment. For custom decks, painting, and privacy fencing, call Prestige Home Improvements and get a free estimate. 334-398-1765. That's 398-1765. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. A Montgomery doctor charged with illegal distribution of controlled substances now faces a grand jury for indictment. FBI agents raided the office of Dr. Richard Stahl last week in connection with another pill mill doctor arrested last year. The case will be handed over to the grand jury. He also surrendered his medical license. A rural Alabama high school is ending its tradition of playing Dixie at football games. The superintendent of Arab City School says he made the decision to quit playing the song at Arab High School. He said the song has negative connotations that conflict with the system's core values, including unity. And an elderly woman reported missing in Prattville has been located. Crime Stoppers says 88-year-old Fannie Mae Robinson is back home and safe. She was reported missing last Sunday. And that's a look at your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and on ABC 32.
Enjoy the news and you'll get MontgomeryLASIK.net.
Are you tired of reading glasses? Montgomery LASIK and Eye Care Center is the first in the River Region to offer a new state-of-the-art procedure. Similar to LASIK, it is blade-free, and afterwards, 98% of people can read the newspaper without reading glasses. Call 387-2020 or go online for more information.
Enjoy the new vision you'll get, MontgomeryLASIK.net.
Defend your vehicle from harmful elements and restore shine with Armor All Original Protectant. For a limited time, O'Reilly Auto Parts has a great deal on a 16-ounce bottle of Armor All Protectant for $4.99. Renew, revitalize, and protect your vehicle with Armor All Protectant. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's hard to feel lucky when your dishwasher breaks, or your dryer, or refrigerator. But maybe you should. Right now, the Home Depot has up to 25% off the high-quality brands you'd feel lucky to own, like GE, LG, and Samsung. So if you've got an appliance that needs replacing, this could be your lucky break. Get up to 25% off top appliances now, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only. While supplies last, see store for details, valid through August 22nd.
Kenny G is coming to the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, and News Talk 93.1 has your tickets. Tune in to Three Men and a Lady with Greg, Jay, Emily, and Rich all week long to win one pair of tickets per day to see Kenny G at the MPAC on October 25th. Tickets to Kenny G at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, October 25th, from News Talk 93.1.
Sounds like a job for AC by LuQuire.
It's our second annual truckload sale. Now's the perfect time to increase your home comfort and lower your utility bill with a brand new energy-efficient Carrier system. Get a brand new Carrier air conditioning and heating system from AC by LuQuire and save 20%. Plus, get 0% interest financing with approved credit. Thanks to loyal customers like you, AC by LuQuire has been the River Region's air conditioning company of choice for the past 35 years. We have the experience to provide for all of your heating, cooling, and plumbing needs. When you turn to the experts at LuQuire, you don't have to give up quality to save on a new Carrier heating and cooling system. And as always, get the benefit of our tech-savvy staff and outstanding customer service. Visit acbyluquire.com today to see how you can save on a brand new Carrier system. That's acbyluquire.com. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC by LuQuire.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Gulf Coast Supply. Offering 40 color options, 8 traditional metal roofing profiles, and 5 stamped metal profiles. See what your project would look like at proofmyroof.com.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Hi, everybody. Pretty routine summer day today. Partly sunny with scattered random hit or miss storms here and there. Most numerous this afternoon and this evening. Fading out tonight, low 73. Tomorrow, the storms will be scarce. Not many around. Rather isolated. High temperature in the middle 90s with triple-digit heat indices. Hottest day of the week tomorrow. The coverage on the storms is a little bit better on Thursday, more like 40%. And then storms become more likely Friday and Saturday. You can keep track of where the storms are and where they're going to be with our advanced interactive radar on our free weather app. It's waiting for you now in the App Store. Just search Rich Thomas Weather. Get it on your phone or tablet today. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the River Region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
You gotta understand.
Radio.
You're old enough to know the makings of a man.
Radio.
Listen to me, baby, it's hard to settle down.
Radio.
Am I asking too much for you to stick around?
Radio.
Every boy wants a girl he can trust to the very end.
Yes!
Baby, that's you.
Lou Christie, heard him in connection with the Big Bam shows from way back. I heard that on somebody's show, but I forget whose.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
Traffic reporter Robbie called to say there's been a wreck in the intersection at 82 and 31 in Prattville. It's the preferred accident up there at the moment. She says that it's going to cause a giant backup. Pretty bad one. So that's 82 and 31 in the intersection in Prattville.
Damn.
If you're headed that way, find another route. Avoid disaster. We have one more Dr. Sigmund Ezebo to play, but first we're going to speak with the Legal Eagle and local heartthrob,
yes.
Chad.
Don't you think, Greg, that the older we get, that we literally live in a time warp? I mean, it's already August the 15th tomorrow.
I know.
It's crazy.
I mean, I when you're a kid, the days are so slow. But when you, when you reach your 50s and 60s,
it's
kind of like somebody just peels the calendar open,
I know. When I have that feeling most profoundly, I'll be real honest here. Every morning when I walk into the production studio to start prepping for the morning show, because I have the same sources I go to every day, and sometimes... I'm not bored doing it, but it is a routine. And I look at the day and I'm like, God, this year is almost two turds over.
Right, right. I mean, if anybody does anything on a regular basis where they have to look at a calendar or a date when you're doing prep or whatever, you really see it. I mean, you really see it because, I have a particular devotional I go through every day. And I look up and I'm like, wow, July's gone. July's gone. August is halfway gone.
Yeah, I use the 24-hour book that I got through special meetings I attend.
Right, right.
And it's a great, wonderful daily guideline. It's short, kind of gets your thinking focused.
Get your thoughts in gear, right? Kind of give you a little inspiration. And I think that's, and of course I saw, pictures of Show. I guess he made it home on his plane ride.
Finally. Oh, my God.
My sweet wife the other day, she and my daughter were coming back from Wisconsin, got delayed. Both planes got delayed. Got in at 4:30 in the morning.
Come and go on time anymore? I've known so many people that have traveled recently, friends that were in town over the weekend. They were supposed to leave on the first flight out of Montgomery Saturday morning, canceled. And they didn't get out till 4 in the afternoon. It seems to happen almost every time somebody I know is flying.
I don't want to rain on the mayor's parade about pushing the Montgomery flights and everything, but if you got to be somewhere, and you can't miss a flight, you don't want to take a flight out of Montgomery in the morning a lot of times because it gets canceled or pushed back, especially in the winter,
I've always told this story.
I hate that.
Because it's true and it's hilarious. But I was supposed to fly down for one night to South Florida to take Goose Christmas shopping. This is in 2010, I think. Maybe even earlier, further back than that. So I booked the first flight out on Saturday, which is an easy one for me to make. I'm up at that time every day. I get to the airport in plenty of time, yada, yada. We get on board the plane.
Right.
But it was very cold. We had a super cold front come through. And the pilot comes out and says, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have to de-ice the wings before we take off just as a precaution, even though there was no precipitation at all.
Right.
And then 5 minutes later, he comes and says, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be postponing this flight for 3 hours until the temperature rises above 32 because the de-icing truck won't start.
Oh, yeah, it's frozen.
nobody had jumper cables at the airport to start the damn thing? I mean, really?
I mean, you wonder. But when I was a young lawyer, back in the early days, the late 80s, early 90s, it was no problem for me to, fly to Washington, D.C., take a deposition, and then fly back that afternoon.
Right.
I can't do that anymore. I cannot make a with any consistency, cannot make a round trip like flying to Orlando and back in a day. It's virtually impossible.
I think if I could do that with reliably, if I could fly to Fort Lauderdale in a very reasonable window of time, I might be more prone to do that at this point in my life.
So those are our two complaints, that time is flying too quickly and
flying is hard.
And air travel has gotten worse.
Yeah.
You know? And really I'm not sure there, and of course the Byzantine way of getting tickets. I mean, you look at one ticket one day at $600, the same ticket the next 100 day is $1,200. And I know it's all an algorithm, it's all based on demand, but it's absolutely mind boggling.
Yeah.
Well, listen, I hope you guys have a good afternoon. It's an Omarosa-free Tuesday for me.
I don't give a damn what she says. She's got nothing. Most people see her as a lowlife for doing what she did.
When the Huffington Post comes after you, they basically said, hey, her N-word stuff doesn't have any backup, and nobody believes her, you know, so... I'm like, well, you know, when you sell your... Did you know she worked in the Clinton administration and got fired, like, in four different agencies when she was in there?
I did not know that.
Yeah. Yeah. So she has a history. I mean, you know...
She better be careful. She'll end up in one of the Clinton cemeteries.
Yeah. Arkansas.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. All right. Be good, my friend. You guys have a great one.
Thanks, Chad. All right. Here is the third and final of the brand new Dr. Sigmund Azebos. If you missed the first two, they were hilarious. Now, I think the topic here is... jewelry.
Party has privacy director and does not accept unidentified calls. At the tone, say your name or the company you represent.
Dr. Sigmund Azebo.
Now trying to connect. Please hold.
Hello?
Hello, yes, ma'am.
Who are you trying to call?
I called to ask you because I ordered a while back the jewelry.
What kind of jewelry?
I ordered the jewelry out of the catalog, the brochure that you sell the jewelry, and I still do not get my jewelry.
Did you pay for it?
Yes, ma'am, I did. I paid my money. I need my jewelry.
I don't know what jewelry you're talking about. Tell me your name.
My name is Dr. Sigmund Azebo.
Slow down for me, too, okay?
Yes, ma'am. I apologize because
I'm not hollered.
I try not to get upset, too, but I give us $87 of the money, and I do not see my jewelry, so you can understand.
Wait a minute, I have not understood you. What did you order?
Ma'am, please, if you could just give your respect, please, because the...
Wait a minute, didn't you curse me a few minutes ago?
No, ma'am, I did not curse you. I just said that I give her the fucking money. I did not curse you.
Wait a minute, what is fucking if that's not a curse word?
I did not curse at you. I cursed at the money. I want my money. I do not even care about jewelry anymore. I do not care.
First of all, I don't know what jewelry you order.
I'm doctor. You will call me doctor.
I don't know you. I don't know whether you're a doctor now.
I go to University of Nigeria. I went to University of Nigeria. And I get extra degrees in North Carolina. Are you educated, ma'am?
Are you educated?
I am very.
Well, you don't
very.
Sound educated.
I'm Dr. Sigmund Azebo, ma'am.
I don't know. I don't know nothing about your jewelry money.
The American women, you lie so hard to keep that extra money to get hair done.
First of all, $90 ain't no money.
It is nothing. Then you give me my money. You give me the money. Where do you stay, ma'am? Because I will
where
come to
you
house.
Where do you stay, too?
I have unlimited night and weekend minutes.
Well, see, I got a cell phone and a house.
My weekends are unlimited, so I can call all of the American women.
All American women, but I don't appreciate you calling me, Matt.
Ma'am, I will not hit the lady. I will not hit the lady. My wife will hit the lady. She will hit the lady.
Your wife will get hit back, too.
No, ma'am, you will not touch my wife.
Your wife won't touch nobody either.
Utuwe is a beautiful woman, and you will not touch Utuwe.
Well, she must
my
not
wife,
that
Utuwe.
Beautiful to be with somebody like you that don't know how to
don't
talk
you
to
do
people.
Not, don't you disrespect my wife.
Don't
American.
You disrespect me.
Well, you're from Nigeria. You respect
I don't
them.
Care. Well, you better go back to Nigeria.
What do you do with your money, Deborah? Do you buy the drugs?
You bought drugs, and you sound like somebody on drugs now. I don't do drugs, and I don't need drugs.
You only have 10 minutes left on your minutes because you do not have unlimited minutes like me.
Y'all need to quit. I'm going to tell my mom on y'all.
The incredible prank caller, Dr. Sigmund Azebo, right out of Birmingham. Different era of radio, different time. At 5:50. My favorite, though, I still think is brain examination. But we don't have time to play anymore. Well, we could play the buttered biscuits one, I guess. Anyway, let's talk about our friend Terry Adams. They reopened today. Terry gives the gang Monday and Sunday off at Adams Motorsports because he wants his people to go out and enjoy the products they sell because they can sell them more effectively when they're using them. And that's what they do Tuesday through Saturday. You know, it's around this time of the year. In fact, I'll bet Thursday he'll announce it, that he opens up his Christmas layaway program. If you want to do something big for the whole family, that's the way to go. Pick it out. They'll store it. You pay for it. And they can help arrange delivery of whatever it is you buy. I think, well, last we talked, there was one jet ski left. But for off-road stuff, Polaris, Kawasaki, Suzuki, motorcycles, bikes, Kimco scooters, they get over 100 mpg. It's all good. And they've got a service department that's one of the highest rated, not just here or in Alabama, but around the country. And Terry's always shooting for 100%. So see our buddy. You know why we call him the much-beloved and glorious Prime Minister of Playtime, Terry Adams at Adams Motorsports. We have another wreck. Okay, we mentioned the one Highway 82 and 31 in Prattville. Let's make one more trip to the traffic dungeon.
Traffic is brought to you by Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, home of the largest used car inventory in the area.
Hey everybody, Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Several things to bring to your attention. Up on the Haunted Highway from Shorter exit all the way up about midway to the Tallahassee exit, things are not looking good on the northbound lanes there. They've shut down the exits there. So be careful if you want to get around that. At Middle Lane, jump off, get on Highway 80. Follow that up. It's kind of a meandering route, but you can get around that one. Then as you get back into town, an accident on 85 southbound around Ann Street has the southbound lanes kind of hose up. That'll be from just before Ann Street to about Mulberry. And the northbound side of 85 is also slowed down there from Alabama State up to about Ann Street. Then you get over onto 65 northbound. That's a mess from Clay Street up until you make the turn to go up toward Highway 143 and ramping off of North Boulevard onto 65 northbound is going to be something of a challenge. The national clearance event is going on at Reinhardt Toyota. Go to ReinhardtToyota.com and unlock your clearance price. That's Reinhardt Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Just say no to the insurance company's tiny check. I'm Stuart Vance, and I'll make sure you get the money you deserve.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Turn the mic on first, numbnuts. What's on the Joey Clark Radio Hour tonight?
Oh, well, he goes by many names today, but I'm going to call him 84. He's going to be hanging out. He apparently has some question for me. He asked me or texted me earlier if I'd be willing to play Devil's Avocado. So I'd be happy to do that.
Devil's Avocado?
Oh, Advocate. Sorry. I have avocado
on the mind. I
was going
to say, you know, because I know Devil's Lettuce is a wacky underground term. It's a reference to pot.
Maybe Devil's Lettuce has something to do with the fact that I called Advocate Avocado. But I don't think so.
I think it's either.
Just the fact that I am strange and properly warped. And I'm very much like you.
Yeah.
It's weird, especially that little insight. You're a therapist or a group person.
It's almost
creepy.
It's an accurate thing about myself, too.
Yeah.
That I don't like.
But you see the point she was trying to make in that session? She was good. And I think she's still around down there, too.
Was she Nigerian?
It's one of the shoe shakers. Jeez. I guess not everybody loves Dr. Sigmund Ezebo. I just find them funny. I did say on the air, I didn't like that type of radio. Calling people without, you can't do it anymore.
Right.
And I guess what he did was pretty harmless, but it, well, the prank call that went wrong, I don't want to ruin everybody's afternoon by playing that. But that's what brought it up, that era all to an end. Oh, poor Emily is having issues with the teeth.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I'll be next. I got a broken tooth on the bottom. You know what I broke it on? A hot dog.
How much did you cook that hot dog?
I ate the hot dog, and when I finished it, something felt strange. You know how your tongue is. Your tongue knows where every little thing is supposed to be. There's something missing, so I went and looked, and sure enough, it had a tooth missing. Crazy. I know. But now I got to go to Schmilemakers or figure out something. I got to find Leanne. I got to do something because I'm falling apart rapidly. And this is what you and the rest of you millennials have to look forward to. So enjoy your take your health for regard at your own risk, son.
Hey there, this is Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Attention all active military and veterans. If you have honorably served in the armed forces, then you qualify for a VA home loan, guardsmen and reservists included. This program offers 100% financing. You have earned this exclusive benefit. 100% financing means no money down for a home purchase. Your service is your down payment. But if you're looking to refinance, then you can cash out up to 100% of your home's value. Unlock the equity in your home by refinancing today. It's time to pay off that high-interest credit card debt and make those home improvements, or take a vacation. Alabama Home Mortgage appreciates your service to our nation. Call us today at 567-4223 or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com, so we can thank you personally. That's 567-4223. NMLS 372374, Equal Housing Lender.
He's one of the most consequential global figures of our time. He transformed Great Britain's education and healthcare systems. He served as Prime Minister of the United Kingdom from 1997 to 2007. And he's coming to Montgomery for one night only. Faulkner University presents the Right Honorable Tony Blair, October 4th at their annual benefit dinner. Tickets are on sale now. Order your tickets today by calling 334-386-7257 or at faulkner.edu.
Well, kids, that's our show for today. And now, in the words of Mr. Cole Porter,
every time we say goodbye,
goodbye.
You say goodbye, and I say hello.
Hello, I must be going. I must be going.
So long, farewell, our feet are saying goodbye. I leave and heave a sigh and say goodbye.
Goodbye to you. Goodbye to you.
Hope you have enjoyed the show.
Goodbye.
Broadcast day?
Not really.
Everybody is to leave here immediately.
Well, the curtain falls too early, so they say. Some will go, others just stay and stay.
Oh.